Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. My advice to you, do not despair. This message is written by Al-Johar ibn Mit'ib. May Allah bless her for sharing this on the Twitter. She says in this message, advising all, do not despair. Do not despair. And she says, or continues to say, have you been waiting for too long a time? And have your eyes swollen with tears? And has the hope or wish not appeared for you from afar? And you haven't fulfilled your hope or wish? My advice to you, do not despair. Repeating this, have you been waiting for a long or too long a time? Have your eyes swollen with tears? And has the hope or wish not appeared for you from afar? And you haven't fulfilled your hope? Again, again, and again, my advice to you, do not despair. The Prophet, may peace and a blessing of Allah be upon him, said, yes, and he said, we will never be deprived of goodness from a Lord who laughs. We will never be deprived of goodness from a Lord and cherisher who laughs, our Rabb. This hadith appears or is good in its collection. Stay away from and the closeness to others, and be very close to our Lord, Allah the Almighty. Maybe that is the moment that brought tears to your eyes. It's a moment of imminent change that you need to undertake. From worry to relief, from affliction to wellness and healthy life, from narrowness of this life to spaciousness towards the hereafter. If the matter becomes so severe and straitened and becomes overwhelming on oneself, the affliction may soon change the situation and the condition. Isn't it, when the night falls and the darkness intensifies on the horizon, the daylight becomes so near and close? My advice again to you, rejoice. Perhaps relief is near. It's not just perhaps, it's for certainty, it's coming. And remember this, we will never be deprived of goodness from a Lord and cherisher who laughs. And in the other hadith, our Lord is astonished at the despair of his servants and the closeness to others. He looks at you always despondent and keeps laughing. He knows that your relief is near and close. And he who fervently persists in supplication to his Lord is never disappointed or deprived. Abu Darda says, may Allah be pleased with him, be incessantly diligent in supplication, for whoever knocks at the door a lot, it will soon be opened for him. Pray fervently hard at the adhan, the call for prayer, and in the last third portion of the night, and on a Friday, and while prostrating, and just before saying salam during the prayer, and when in distress. And for sure, whoever intensively multiplies his or her supplications, life's reliefs will soon be opened up for him or her. Take care, everyone. Salam. This is Dr. Khalid Dosiri from Dammam, Saudi Arabia, reading this beautiful, beautiful tweet by the Princess Al-Johara bint Mit'ib Al-Saud. May Allah bless her. And take care, everyone. Salam. Peace.